Welcome, Facebook fans. This is Dawn Jensen. I'm owner and part owner and founder of Virtual Options Coaching and Training. I wanted to welcome those who have seen us before and talked to us before, and welcome those newbies who have yet to experience, rightly or wrongly, what we do. For more information about Virtual Options, you can check us out at virtualoptions.net. And for great resources, stay tuned and like our page on facebook.com/virtualoptions. Wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit about Facebook fan pages, why they're important, and why they're a great way not to irritate and alienate friends. When you provide a Facebook fan page for your business, for those do-it-yourselfers or those bootstrapping entrepreneurs that are looking to kind of market themselves, what you're looking to do is provide another outsource that can be connected to a personal Facebook page, but can stand alone by itself, meaning that the information that you have on your personal fan page will not be shared on the business page, if you will. So one of the things that you need to take a look at is that I see in the questions that we get asked is we want to be able to separate the brand out from the person. And while you may be really excited about sharing the education, information, tips, tricks, techniques about your product or service, you really need to make sure that you delineate the two. So while you will have friends and family on your personal Facebook page, your fan page is dedicated to your clients and your company at large. So it's a great way to provide extra resources or added value or open that conversation or dialogue that you would typically have with clients one-on-one or in a group setting. Most people find the fan pages on the bottom left-hand side of any Facebook business page or organization page, and you will see that it will say something to the effect of create a page for my business or create a fan page for my business, and it will allow you to go in and do that from there. What's great about this is once you have fans on a fan page, you don't have to confirm or ignore. You get to have everybody acknowledge your product and service because they simply like you, or they like the product and service, or there's some kind of bond that created value that keeps them coming back, which is different than a personal page. Personal pages, as you know, you have to okay every single one, and you are only limited by the first, 5,000? Friends that you have on your Facebook page. So fan pages are a great way to provide you broader resources and broader exposure. As well, one of the things that you're going to notice on the 23rd of August will be some differences in the way that you can customize your fan page. You can also provide things like a LinkedIn tab, a YouTube tab, and a slide share, so that if you have presentations or videos, and even things that you're providing on your iPod recording, you can direct it to the content that's listed or loaded on your Facebook fan page. So for more information about this, you can look at our Facebook page at Virtual Options, or you can look at other do-it-yourself or social media templates, resources, and content on our Delicious page, and that's delicious.com/virtualoptions. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to this. If you liked it, let us know. If it wasn't, if you wanted to hear something different, let us know that too. This is Dawn Jensen for Virtual Options Coaching and Training. Thanks so much.